This is WKSU News. I'm Andrew Meyer. Ohio's medical marijuana law was passed by the state legislature and signed into law by then-Governor John Kasich in 2016. But it's taken a few years for the growing sites, the processing facilities, and the dispensaries to be approved by the state and to get up and running. It's an involved process that's led to a slow rollout of the industry and some frustrating delays to those who are counting on access to the drug to ease the pain from a variety of ailments. Where we stand now, at least in Akron, is the subject of an article in the new issue of the Devil Strip entitled A Budding Industry. We're joined by the author of the story, Teresa Bennett. Tess, good to see you.
Thanks, Andrew. I'm glad to be here.
In reading this story, it felt a little bit like I was getting a state of the industry speech. In this case, the state of the medical marijuana industry is, well, it's complicated. Mm-hmm. In Akron, tell us a little bit about what you found.
Yeah, I think that's definitely the case. I think it's just rolling out a little slower than people anticipated. And I don't necessarily think that's any fault to the state. It's something that doesn't really have a lot of history for the state to go off of. It's something that they're completely getting off the ground, something brand new. So I think that road bumps are to be expected. They've definitely been happening. So I think that's where some of the frustration comes in.
Let's start with the consumer. If you have a prescription for medical marijuana, you can't currently get it in Akron or necessarily in Summit County at this point, correct?
No, I actually don't think there are any dispensaries open in Summit County at this point. There are a couple now open in Cuyahoga County. Some are coming online fairly soon. So that should be expected pretty soon here.
And you can drive down to the Canton area as well. That's where the products are available. But what are these products that are available? It's not like you're going to roll into a dispensary and they're going to sell you a marijuana cigarette.
Right. At this point, they have dry buds available, which you can use to put into vaporizers. You can use to make your own edibles at home, things like that. And now that some processors are coming online, you should be able to start seeing edibles in stores, tinctures, oils, different things like that.
What's the lay of the land when it comes to the growers and the processors in Summit County? That's a slightly different story.
Yeah, so those are all starting to be up and running. We have three different cultivators in Akron, which are also the three in Summit County. So those have had their first harvest this year. And then the processors are also starting to get up and running and processing the buds from the cultivators.
Akron's on board with the industry. But that wasn't always the case. It initially put a moratorium on medical marijuana right after it was legalized. That was lifted about a year later. What were the city's concerns and what changed the mayor's mind about this?
I think the city's main concern was the zoning. There were basically from, you know, the state level, there were no laws about zoning at all, so where you could put these places. And I think the mayor, the city council, was concerned about having these places too close to residential areas. They wanted to take the time to set that framework. And I really think that that was the only issue, or at least the main issue. You know, from talking to Mayor Horrigan, everyone seemed pretty open to the idea, knowing that it could be very beneficial to the city.
This is big business. Mm-hmm. There are LLCs, limited liability corporations, companies with multiple locations. But how much of it is, and please excuse the pun, how much of it is truly homegrown?
Well, there are definitely some people who chose to make their home, you know, their HQ in Akron. And I think part of that is because of how open the city was to it and how much they've been working with the owners of the companies to make them successful. So there are definitely some who have their roots in Akron, some people who own the companies who have their roots in Akron. So they really feel a strong connection.
There are currently 21 conditions for which you can be prescribed medical marijuana to get a prescription. Do you have to go to a certified doctor?
Yes.
And there are 10 of them in Akron.
Yes.
So how does that work?
the doctor receives a license to be able to recommend marijuana for one of these 21 ailments, you need to find a physician who is certified to do so. Basically, you just go talk to your doctor about pain that's bothering you, and they will recommend you to be able to purchase marijuana. And then from there, you have a written recommendation, which I believe is enough to go purchase it. But some choose to get a medical marijuana card online. And in doing that, it gives you more legal protection.
Because while medical marijuana is legal now in Ohio, marijuana itself, that is still possessing it is a federal crime.
Right. Yeah.
When it comes to those who are in need of medical marijuana, for those that you spoke with, how do they feel about where things stand at this point?
Going into this, I thought people would be a lot more frustrated, just from sort of what I have heard anecdotally on social media, things like that. But from the people I talked to, they seem pretty satisfied with how the program is rolling out so far. I think people are finally kind of starting to understand that things like this take time. And I mean, now that more businesses are starting to come online, I think it's slowly becoming more accessible.
Your article really pulls together the state of the industry in Akron, in Summit County right now, which I think almost suggests the fact that there's still a lot of confusion about where things stand. Is that something that you ran into in your own reporting?
Yeah, there's definitely some confusion. I mean, especially because a lot of these individual businesses have had their own problems that they've been dealing with. Like, for example, we had a dispensary. They held like a grand opening ceremony and said that they were going to be opening very soon, and then they just didn't. You know, nobody heard anything else from them. And what's been happening is people have run into construction issues or licensing issues, and the state wants it to get up and running as soon as possible, but not without everything in place that they want to be there.
We've been talking with Teresa Bennett about her story in the new issue of The Devil Strip, A Budding Industry. Akron's medical marijuana market is nearly up and running. You can find a link to the story on our website. Tess, thanks for coming in. Good seeing you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
I'm Andrew Meyer, 89.7 WKSU.